I have heard Rabbanim rule that a person should not sit Shiva for a relative who was not Shomer Shabbos. What if the person might be classed as a Tinok Shenishba? Does it make a difference if the person was anti-religious or not? Can the Rav explain the general rules to help decide what to do in these cases? Also, are the rules for Shiva and saying Kaddish the same, or you say Kaddish for any relative regardless of their level of observance? Anonymous from Beit Shemesh. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Shin Mem Hei, Sif Hei, says, Kol HaPorshim Midarchei Tzibur, people who separate themselves from the community, Veim Hu Anoshim Sheporku Ola Mitzvahs Mi'al Tzavorim, people who have taken the yoke of mitzvahs off their shoulders, Veim Nichlolim Bechlal Yisrael Basiyosim, they don't include themselves in Klal Yisrael in keeping mitzvahs, with a covet ha'amuados, they don't respect the holidays, the yeshivas but the knesios, but the midrashos, they don't attend shul, or a beis medrash, or harihem kivnei chorin la'atzman, they're free thinkers, and do what they want, kishar humos, just like other goyim, v'chein ha'mumrim v'ha'mosrim, a mumr, person who is mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, kol elu ein onanim v'misablim them, you don't mourn for them, their relatives get dressed in white, and they eat and drink, and they're happy that these Rishoyim died. Now, somebody who was a Tinik Shanishma, who didn't know any better and was raised to be not from, for sure you can mourn for such a person and sit Shiva for such a person. If somebody was not an out-and-out kofer, he didn't know too much or whatever. He wasn't somebody who learned and gave it up, but he was raised in a way that he thought it was okay to do what he was doing. You definitely mourn for such a person. Even for Rosh, you can say Kaddish. There, Neshama really needs the Kaddish. In addition, if somebody would feel embarrassed not sitting Shiva for a relative who was fits the category that we mentioned, somebody who knew better and gave it all up, but he wouldn't be embarrassed not to sit Shiva. He can sit Shiva, at least in those things that are not kulas, like he should learn Torah still or whatever, and not necessarily keep all the laws of Shiva where they are leniencies, but he can sit Shiva, so he shouldn't be embarrassed.